Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. 4261. And I guess it's daylight savings time. I was going to say happy daylight savings time, but I can tell you a lot of people aren't very happy about losing that hour of sleep. But you'll enjoy it when the sun is out longer and we'll be able to enjoy the days longer into what for the longest time was almost night, right? So you'll feel it on the second half of the day. You'll start to see it and enjoy it. I know I do what I always do this time of year because I've always worked on Sundays. I always wake up about 100 times because I'm like, oh, I've got to make sure that my phone changes. You know, we have so much technology and we trust it so much. We're like, oh, it's gonna work. So getting ready for the day. Oh, love that hour back, but we're going to enjoy it at the end of the season, at the end of the day with more light. So we do have a phone call, so we want to go right into that. So, George, who's up next?
Frank has got some questions about starting lawn care early.
Okay. Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning. Just calling with this warm weather we've been having. Should I start the lawn treatment earlier than normal? And what do you recommend for a lawn treatment or insect control of the lawn?
Okay. Well, so I'd still be waiting a bit. You want the soil temperatures to warm up to a little bit warmer. So depending upon the area you're in, you'll be able to actually, they have a soil temperature map that you can find. If you just Google it, honestly, just look up soil temperature map. I found one on Greencast Online that is actually telling me the five-day average, and that's what we're looking for. We want like 4 to 5 days of temperature, soil temperatures in the 50s.
Okay.
Okay. So right now, the average five-day average is 42.2. So it's a bit cold. You could be putting lime down. The regular pelletized lime, if you're looking to maintain the pH for the lawn, because that pelletized lime takes time to break down, right?
Okay.
But if you're looking to do, you know, your fertilizer treatment, not yet. I want you to wait a little bit of time here, because it just, you'd be putting it down and it wouldn't, you'd be losing part of the time that it's active. And a lot of times the first step is your crabgrass control with fertilizer. The crabgrass needs to warm up. The soil needs to warm up for it to even germinate and be ready. And you want to be active at that time of season. So you might be, you know, and I could be wrong because you won't be able to tell 3 weeks out from now for temperature-wise, but if you put it down now, 3 weeks from now, that's when everything starts to warm up and you're not in that active growing period.
Okay.
So a little bit more time. We want it to warm up a little bit more. It's one of those things. I'm feeling the same way. It's like, all right, what can I do?
Yeah.
we're looking at 60 degrees on Monday, Tuesday. And it's like, all right, let's get started. You know, I have time right now, but it's just a little bit too early. What you could be doing, we've talked about, is getting like a soil sample done. If you haven't in the past, or if you know what you need to do from previous years, you know, get it ready. And, we're looking for the forsythia to start to bloom. We're looking for some of the lilacs to get out there and start to bloom, because then we'll know that's prime crabgrass season for growing. As far as what you're looking to do, you know, on the lawn, it would depend on what you've had in the past. Do you have moss? Do you have lots of weeds? What do you have? And we can base it on that.
Okay, great.
So, you know, there's a lot of things you can be doing this year, and being ahead of it is awesome, and I so want to get out there and do some things, but I know it's just a little bit too early. If you want to do a soil sample, we talked about it earlier, but we're going to talk about it even more today. Natural Alternatives is doing a free soil sample. Mm-hmm. So if you really want to get everything that's behind it and know what's in the soil, you can go to their website at Natural Alternative, find the soil test kit. And there's a coupon code that says that you type in the soil test, one word, and you'll get it for free. So it's a $25 value for free. You'll be able to see what's going on underneath, so you can base the right fertilizer program. So you're buying what you need. So you'll get a result back that'll say everything that you should be doing. You can talk with them about it, or you can go to a garden center and purchase something. Either way, but it's a lot of information that will get you started right instead of just throwing some things down.
Great, perfect.
All righty.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
All right, Frank, have a great one.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, last week and the week before, a gentleman by the name of Bob in South Portland called us. He had sent me a picture of what I said was in the amaryllis family. What I said, it looked like an amaryllis. Well, I did some research during the week because, you know, I wanted to make sure I was in the same area, same ideas. And I went to somebody I work with who has worked at Mahoney's for a good amount of time. I don't want to say how many years, but she's worked there for a long time. She knows what she's doing. I'll actually go to her when I have questions. So I trust her when it comes to these things. And she actually, I described the picture that Bob had sent. Then I showed her a picture. And she goes, I have one of those. I have one at my house. She goes, but I don't know the name. I was like, oh, okay. If you don't know the name, how am I going to know the name? Because I come to you for my information. So it was interesting. She actually went and researched it because she wanted to know the name because it was stumping the both of us. And she did a ton of research, found out it is it's in the amaryllis family. It's a striped Barbados lily or hypistrum species of the amaryllis. So it's actually interesting. It took me a couple weeks, but we figured it out. I was on the right track in the amaryllis family. So I wanted to say that to Bob. I'll definitely try and email you when I get a chance. But I was hoping you're listening, because this is about the time you called the past couple weeks. So we do have a call on the line. We're going to get right to that. George, who's up next?
Paul has got a question about some amaryllis.
All right. Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for giving us a call.
I have two problems. One, this year, the lawn, in a few spots throughout the lawn, it's a column of dirt came up. Excuse the expression. It sort of looks like a big turd. Some of them are like about as big around as a hard ball and maybe 2 or 3 inches high, and some have, rose far enough up they fell over and are about 6-7 inches long. And it's like in a few spots throughout the lawn. They've never seen it before.
Is it in multiple areas or just one spot? Like how is it almost look like tunnels?
No tunnels.
Okay.
No, it's just the columns. The you know, some of them, they rose straight up and they didn't fall over. Other ones have fallen over. There's one area that there's two or three of them, another area there's two or three, and one area there's like one or two.
Okay. Now, when you walk in the area, what I'd like to see you do is walk in that area, see if anything around it kind of sinks when you walk.
No, because I've gone out and wasn't sure what was what, and I took my foot, and the ones that were standing, I pushed over, and the lawn looks intact and everything, but this dirt and like I said, in a column had rose up out of the ground. I was thinking maybe with the frost, the thaw, and everything, maybe that was causing some of it to push up.
It could have part of it. So usually, the next couple weeks and the month and a half, that's when you're starting to see some mold damage, and that's what I was thinking originally. Just because this is the time of year you might start to see it in the lawn. So let me think about it a little bit during the break. I want you to hang tight for me because I know you had another question as well. So hang tight during the break here, and when we get back, we'll get back into it with you and discuss that. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Drab watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Drab rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Drab, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at drab.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Paul in regards to his yard and saying he, you know, certain oversized, like, anthills, if you will, were popping up in the yard in different areas, maybe like some of them. Maybe even 6 inches, cylinder size, just popping up over the ground. Now, during the break, I was thinking about it. You know, I was thinking about, oh, could it have been earthworms? Because earthworms will do some of the same things in the spring, but they won't go that high with their, like, these anthill type things. They'll just go, like, an inch or so. So I just double-checked myself, and sometimes moles will actually have about 6 to 8 inches of soil that will pop up on the ground when they're starting to find holes. So you're seeing them right at the beginning stages. So that's why we're not seeing any tunnels, or you're not feeling any tunnels as they're walking around.
Okay.
As you're walking around. So one of the things to be putting down this time of year would be, you could do this now because it's considered more of a repellent versus like a fertilizer or something like that. Use Molmax from Bonide. Okay. So what you want to do is you want to step on all of those holes tonight, if you were to get the product today to be able to put down, right? Because you want them out of the yard because they eat the roots of your lawn. So you don't want to have them in the yard, obviously. So what I would do tonight is step on all the soil everywhere that you've seen, just pushing it down. Tomorrow morning, when you go out there, you're going to see certain areas where that soil is going to pop back up, and it will, it should. And from there, you're going to know where the moles are starting to attack the lawn. Okay? And you're going to use this product, Molmax, as a repellent but in a granular form as like a barrier to push them away from your house, right? Push them away from where you want them to. And, you know, sometimes that even means going into the neighbor's yard. But you're pushing them out. You create, they sell them in 5 pound jugs or a 10 pound bag. The reason why I want you to step on everything is so you know where they're active, because they can have like 15 to 20 different holes all in the yard, and you just, they're not active in all of them, right? So I think you're getting it at the earlier stages because you're only seeing those clumps coming into the ground, and you're not seeing the tunnels, or they haven't really started to dig. So you might be able to just push that soil down, and you'll see that in the morning it's popping up. So use that Molmax as a barrier to push them out and get them out of the yard. You don't want to put it on the outside because, you know, on the outside of the yard, because you could just keep them into the area.
Right, yeah.
So that's why you want to find where they are and then start that barrier and go next to the soil. So it'll slowly push them away, you know, back far enough where it's going to keep them from going towards the house, but close enough to that clump to push them away from the house.
That sounds like the plan.
Yeah, it's an organic product, so you don't have to worry. It's just castor oil, okay, in a granular form. So it's organic, so it's not something you're going to have to worry about, you know, harming them. Or harming, like, any, you know, pets or something like that. Okay. So it's not like it's not going to be toxic to any of them. It's just one thing I like to just get out there, because a lot of times we have pets that are going to be out there. You just don't want that to happen to them, right? The thing you're going to need to do is you're going to lightly water the granules in. Once you've put it in there, it helps activate it. Okay, so I don't know if a lot of people will shut down the water outside for the winter. If it's still open, perfect, but just water it in. You're going to actually need to do this 4 days in a row of the product. The back of the package will actually show this on what to do for lawns, step by step for 4 days. Okay.
Good. Very good.
Did you have another question for me?
Yeah.
I
talked to you once before about the amaryllis, and you said that they don't cut the flower off with it. It's blooming.
Hang tight with me, Paul. We got a break coming up. On the other side, we'll get that answer for you. We'll be right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the threat of contracting the coronavirus in the United States remains low.
That being said, we are going to continue to lean into this effort. To call on industry, to call on every agency of government to deal with it.
The Vice President speaking today in a meeting with cruise line executives in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Pence is heading up the administration's task force on the virus. As far as the coronavirus and the economy, economist Steve Moore with the Heritage Foundation tells Fox News,
I think we may see some more sell-offs, but the first of all, the fear of the virus is what's causing this economic chaos, not the virus itself.
And the cleanup continues in Tennessee after tornadoes ripped through the area early Wednesday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number is 855-660-4261. I've been talking with Paul. We keep getting interrupted by breaks. I apologize, Paul, for that. But I wanted to keep you going with us so we could answer those questions. You started to talk a little bit about the amaryllis that you had called about.
I had talked to you once before, and I went through everything about cutting the flower off when it dies back and putting it in the basement and everything. But the only thing I'm not sure of, the leaves that are sticking out of the bulb, should they be cut off too, or the leaves, should they be left alone?
Once they start to turn brown and start dying back, that's when you would cut them back. You already put them in the basement at this point?
Yeah, I put it down in the basement the other day, but the leaves are still very green.
Okay. So you want the green leaves to start to die back a little bit, and they're going to start to do that soon, especially when you've left them into the basement. But once they start to die back, that's when you will cut them back. The reason why I don't want you to cut them back right away while they're green is that energy is slowly will start to move back into the bulb away from the green, so it'll start to, you know, turn brown and die that way, the leaf structure, but it's putting energy back into the bulb. So let it kind of sit and let it dry, if you will. You don't want it to dry out completely so it shrivels up, but you know what I mean. Dry out, the plant will start to shed some of the green leaves, and as they start to turn brown, that's when you can cut them back, because it's gone from trying to produce its flowers to try to protect itself for over winter and putting the energy back into the soil.
Very good.
All right?
Yep.
Well, good luck with the moles, and like I said, like I said, just you're going to need to do it for a few days. I was reading the package, because I try to pull up a package on the web while I'm talking about it, so I get the right instructions. There's a tip on there that says, throughout the process, punch holes into the mole tunnels every 4 to 6 feet and place 2 to 4 tablespoons of the granules directly into the tunnel. Now, that would be if we could find some tunnels. I think we're so early. But if you can't do it till later and you start to find some tunnels, that's a pretty good tip to try and scare them away a bit.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
All right, Paul, good luck. Thanks. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food originally designed for professionals. Use it for everything you plant to guarantee success. Even in poor soils, the secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The results? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Once your plants are off to a great start, keep them nourished with our tones. A full line of organic plant foods including Holly Tone, Plant Tone, and Rose Tone. Espoma has just the right tone for your trees, shrubs, flowers, and vegetables. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Biotone Starter Plus at fine garden centers and hardware stores. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, I do believe we have another call on the line. So, George, who's up next?
Judy has some questions about a peach tree she just got.
All right, Judy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I ordered a peach tree, and it has arrived already. The ground here is still frozen.
Okay.
So this tree is a bare root.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I take care of it now before I can put it in the ground?
Okay. So what I'd like to see you do is get it started in a container now, okay, if you can. How tall is the bare root stock?
I haven't taken it out of the box yet.
Okay.
So it's probably about 3 feet.
Okay. So what I want you to do is first thing, get it out of the box, because what they've probably done is moistened the base of it, and it might be time to moisten the root system again. Okay? So I want you to get it out of the box so it can breathe a little bit inside, you know, basement, garage, something like that. What I'd like to see you do once you've done that, get like a 5-gallon bucket, fill it with water, and stick the bare root part of it into the water. Let it absorb in there. You can let it sit for a couple minutes in the water, so it'll start to absorb some of that. Because it's going to need a drink from when it was shipped. It could have been in there for a few days. It could have dried out. You don't want that to happen. You want to be successful with your peach tree this year. From there, what I like to do is I'd get a container just to get it into some soil to get the root system going. You know, depending upon how big the root structure is, would depend on the size of the pot. You could get a 10, 15, 20-gallon container. Some garden centers will have, like, black plastic containers that they'll sell you to be growing something like that. And you get a good soil medium. Look at something that has a little bit more of the like topsoil to it versus just being like a potting soil. You look for more like an outdoor potting soil, so it has a little bit more soil in it. A lot of potting soils actually are soilless mixes, so they don't have that like topsoil that's in the ground. So we're looking for a little bit more of that into it to get it nice and snug in there. And then you can start to keep it in the sunny area, sunny window for now, to get it going. And once the temperatures that we do have that are coming up in the next, you know, week are warm during the day. So if you can get it outside to enjoy that warm weather, and then at night if you're seeing that the temperatures are going to get below freezing or get into the low 30s, then you would bring it in. I'm looking at the temperatures, at least where I am, and being 40s overnight until Wednesday, and then Wednesday is going to be in the low 30s, but not freezing. Our closest like freezing area would be Saturday overnight. So you might have a good week to get it outside, let it sit in the sun, get some natural water when it rains later in the week, and be successful that way. But you know, if you can't do anything with it for a while, just get it out of the package, and you could wrap like paper towels around the root stock to keep it moist. but check on it every couple days so it's not, you know, rotting the root system. We don't want it to just sit in water, but those that moist, you can even use like newspaper sometimes, just keeping it some moisture to the root system. Okay?
Okay, thank you. That helps.
Alrighty, and you know, if you can get, one of the reasons why I say put it in a container is so you can start to develop that root system, because, you know, if we could get it into the ground in the next, you know, couple days, it would be awesome. That's your ideal, but I'm just afraid, later in the week, the temperature is dropping down, and if it has any buds or anything that are forming on it, on the stalk, they might die back that way, and then you'll lose some of the flowers and everything this season. You most likely won't get the peaches this year. You might get a couple, just based on it being, you know, only a few years old. But, you know, I just like to get something going, and that's why I say to put it in a container first.
So how much should I expect to the ground to thaw out before I could put it into the ground? You know, it's the ground's frozen here.
Yeah. Whereabouts are you?
Just north of Amherst.
Okay. So what you can do is, I talked about it earlier, to find out like the soil temperatures. There is a website that'll tell you the average in your area where you put the your zip code in. I found it at greencastonline.com, and they actually will tell you, and you want the temperatures to be in the high 40s, close to like 50 degrees, to really get the temperature, to get the roots to really activate in the soil. So it might look into a little bit into April, maybe a little bit later on that. In Amherst area, I'll just put in Amherst, and it's saying your temperature today is 39 degrees, but your 5-day is 40 degrees. So you're a few degrees lower than where I am. So you're, like I said, you're probably looking into April before you can really get it into the ground.
Okay.
So that's why, you know, we're 4 weeks away almost. So I want you to you're going to need some time for that to develop, and I think putting it in a pot's going to really help it.
Yes, yes. I was surprised they sent it so soon.
Yeah, you know, the thing is some garden centers are starting to receive their product because they get it early before the buds start to form, and so that it can acclimate to the area. And so that's kind of one of the things that could have happened in this case. So, you know, once you get it out of the package, take a look and see if the buds are starting to form or if there's no leaves on it. If there's no leaves, no buds or anything like that, you can actually plant it and get it outside, and it will start to acclimate to our area. Just as long as you're not seeing open buds or open flowers, that's why I wouldn't leave it outside when it's freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, you have a good one, Judy. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, with some bare root products, sometimes another thing you can be doing is put them in a cooler, like a refrigerator or something, when they're smaller bare roots. When it's 3 feet tall, you're not going to really be able to put that in a refrigerator, right? I mean, you'd have to take everything out of there, and then you wouldn't be able to put anything in there. So if you have, like, an extra refrigerator, great. And you can put something in there, perfect. But you want to keep it that cooler temperature so it doesn't force it. So maybe leaving it in the garage, that is not going to get that frozen part. But taking the temperature, keeping it above freezing. And then, you know, keeping it moist with some paper towels around it here and there. Get it in the bucket of water just to get it watered. There's a number of ways to do it, but I like to get them started in containers to get that root system activated, because sometimes the longer you wait when they're just sitting in a container, a box or just in the side, you know, maybe some of those roots are getting hit by some of the cold because there's more access to them in the air versus when soil's around them compacted and holding them in that area. So just a thought, I like to just get them into the soil and see it's starting to get that root system. This would be the time to be using like a protolyzer or using like a Espoma. The Espoma's Biotone starter would be added to that soil. So I think that would be really good. So, you know, something to think about. Both of those help with the transplant shock. They you know, one's a granular that will you can add to the soil and will slowly release. The other is a wettable powder, which you mix with water and water into the root system. So I think it would be advantageous of you to do, you know, maybe do both. One is a long term, one do is a short term. Because we're talking a fertilizer with a Biotone starter, and then we're talking vitamins with your protolyzer. So the combination of the two of them really give you that good start. So that's another thing to be doing to anything that you're doing with bare root and starting that way. We're going to go to a break here, but our number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll help you out the best we can. Be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I know I do have some calls online, so I want to get right into there. George, who's up next?
Clarice is calling from Memphis and has some moss in her flower bed.
All right. Clarice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a flower garden, and we've had a lot of rain this year, and so a lot of it is covered up with moss. And I don't know what the next step is because the flowers don't show up until later. They're perennials, and they're... I plant a yard for birds and butterflies, so it's things that attract that sort of thing. But I don't know, I don't want to damage the flowers by digging the moss. I don't know what the next step is.
Okay, so there are products out there to kill the moss, right? So it's a spray or a granular. A lot of the times the granular is the way that it will come out. It's like a heavy dose of iron in it. Mm-hmm. And what it'll do is you sprinkle it over the top of the moss itself. And you can do it in the garden beds or whatnot. It will actually end up turning it black and killing it. From there, you can easily rake it up and get rid of it that way. It's not one where you would have to dig up. Bonite has a product, a small product, a jug that is about 6 pounds. It's called Moss Max.
Okay.
And you're in Memphis?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. They have a dealer locator where you could find it down there. I'm looking it up while we speak. But so this is a granular that you would put over the top of the moss and kill it that way. But there is one other thing that's going on underneath the ground, is there's probably a bunch of clay or
it's
built up under it. So there's something else you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You need to put down like a pelletized gypsum product. It's not going to hurt your plants that are there, but that gypsum is going to help break up the soil underneath. It's going to help allow the water to flow through versus just sit on the top, and that's what happens when it causes the moss to stay there. You probably also have some acidic soil there, so it wouldn't hurt to be adding some lime to the area. Is it a shady area, would you say?
No, it's sunny. And also, I wondered if what the pH had to be for flowers, if it's the same as lawn.
So you're looking to have it like in that neutral area for a lot of perennials. If it were an evergreen, it would look to be more acidic. So your pH, you're looking to be in like a 6.3 to 6.8 range.
Okay,
so that would be something to look at going forward. So there, it's not just a one-step process, but it would be a long-term. Once you get some of these products in there, that would actually help for long-term versus just killing the moss and then, you know, going from there, right? So you kill the moss first. Then you put the gypsum down. That'll help break some things up underneath. It'll take a little bit of time. Look for more of like a fast-acting product. Like Natural Alternatives has a pelletized sulfur product that is like it's the fast-acting gypsum. Or you could also, if you're looking for, if you have like a Jonathan Green product in the area, they have one called Love Your Soil that does the same thing. That breaks up that clay that's underneath it and allows the water to flow through. What will happen from there is some of those nutrients will also flow through, so you won't be able to get... You want to wait till some of this is done to get the accurate pH reading. You can do like a simple 99-cent soil sample you can get from like a hardware store or a garden center where you take a little bit of the soil, you put it in a little container, and then you shake it with a... They have like a color... It looks like a little pill, but it's not something you eat, obviously. You put that in the water, and it'll tell you where your pH level is, and then you can base your lime on that of how much you're putting on.
I would
venture to guess that it's an acidic area, so adding lime is going to help it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
All right, Clarice, good luck. Right, you have a good one. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in the 8 o'clock hour. I know I have somebody on the line, so hang tight with me. We'll see you in a couple.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.